This is the Composer's Datebook for December 10th. I'm John Zeck. The American poet Emily Dickinson was born on today's date in 1830 in Amherst, Massachusetts, where she lived until her death in 1886. The rather mundane chronicle of her life stands in stark contrast to the breathtaking scope of her imagination, as expressed in the 1,147 poems her sister Lavinia discovered in a cherry wood cabinet after her death. Dickinson's poems have inspired many American song composers, and hundreds of them have been set to music, but her works have inspired a number of purely instrumental pieces as well. This music, for example, entitled Three Pieces for String Quartet After Emily Dickinson, was written in 1941 by the American composer Mary Howe. Each movement is coupled with a line from a Dickinson poem, but Howe was quick to explain her music was not a setting of them. For some reason, unknown to me, she said, the last line in each poem called upon in my mind not a musical theme, but the sort of music I wanted to write. Mary Howe was born in Richmond, Virginia in 1882 and studied at the Peabody Conservatory in Baltimore and with Nadia Boulanger in Paris. She was by nature a conservative composer, but not rigidly so. As she herself put it, my back foot is in the garden gate of the Romantics, but I feel no hesitation in thumbing the passing modern idiom for a hitchhike to where I want to go. Mary Howe died in Washington, D.C. in 1964. For more on the life and music of Mary Howe, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.